With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Donald Trump unveiled a federal program Monday providing a $1,000 government-funded investment account for American babies. At a roundtable, President Trump explains how Trump accounts will work.
For every U.S. citizen born after December 31st, 2024, before January 1st, 2029, the federal government will make a one-time contribution of $1,000 into a tax-deferred account that will track the overall stock market. In other words, it'll be pegged to an index that we'll pick. Right, Michael? We'll pick it. We'll pick a good one.
Trump's Republican administration says the accounts would empower American children to reap the American dream with a strong financial foundation. Preparations are underway for a big military parade in Washington.
The U.S. Army is unloading tanks and other equipment in a rail yard in Maryland in preparation for the military parade in Washington, D.C. to celebrate the Army's 250th birthday. Camille Stockhoper with the Army's 3rd Armored Corps says it's a good training experience.
It's going to cost a little bit of money, but we're getting training value out of this. But also we get to tell our story.
Army officials expect about 200,000 attendees for the evening military parade. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Pentagon is scrambling to establish rules to guide U.S. Marines who could be faced with the rare and difficult prospect of using force against people on American soil now that the Trump administration is deploying active duty troops to the immigration raid protests in Los Angeles. On Wall Street, the Dow down by a point, the NASDAQ rose 61, the S&P 500 advanced by 5. This is SRN News. Bad news from Cuba.
Christian Solidarity Worldwide reports that the communist government on the island nation is in the midst of a crackdown on religious freedom. Both registered churches and unregistered ones are being targeted with harassment and surveillance. There was a period after the turn of the 21st century when it appeared that Cuban authorities were going to relax the repression and leave Christians alone, but since then they've done an about-face. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court continues to enhance its reputation as a defender of religious freedom, a reputation built by its frequent unanimous decisions on the issue. Last week, liberals and conservatives joined together in finding that a Catholic charity in Wisconsin can't be required to pay unemployment taxes when other religious groups are exempt. The High Court says the state's tax decisions created an advantage for groups with a more overtly religious tone in their daily work. This is SRN News. Amazon is spending $20 billion on 2 data centers in Pennsylvania. One will be next door to a nuclear power plant in northeastern Pennsylvania that will power the new facility.
The other data center complex will be located just north of Philadelphia, according to Kevin Miller with Amazon Web Services. The data centers are designed to meet the growing demand for artificial intelligence products. Amazon is also committed to big data center projects in Mississippi and Indiana, Ohio and North Carolina, as it expands to compete with other tech giants. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada will meet NATO's military spending guideline by early next year. Carney also said Monday that Canada would diversify defense spending away from the United States. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.